Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, actually, the Gospel is about one of the three miracles that our Lord Jesus Christ performed and raised dead people from death. The first one, when He raised the daughter of Jairus, and she was still in her house on her bed. The second one is the son of the widow of Nain, and they were on their way to burial. He met them on the road. And the third one was Lazarus, who was already buried for 4 days. And in these three miracles, we see how the Lord Jesus Christ, with one word, was able to raise these people from death, which is a proof of His divinity. But actually, there is a very important question for the Gospel of today. Why the Lord raised this youth from death? Why did He raise him? The scenario is the mother is a widow. Widow means her husband died, and this son was the only son. And at that time, women did not work. They were relying on their husbands or on their children to take care of them, to support them. So in this situation, this widow had no support because her husband died, she's a widow, and also her son is the only son. So now she doesn't have any source of support. And St. Luke was very precise after the Lord raised this youth from death. He said, and He presented him to his mother. He presented him to his mother. Meaning what? Meaning that the Lord, after raising this son, and after He presented him to his mother, as if He is saying to him, take responsibility of your mother. I raised you from the death to be responsible and to take responsibility of your mother. That's why He raised him and presented him to his mother. And actually, if you see the reading of today, all the reading of today is about being responsible, being responsible. For example, in the book of Acts, the praxis that we heard today, we heard about the conflict or the tension that happened between St. Paul and St. Barnabas regarding St. Mark. Because in the first missionary trip, St. Mark departed from Pamphylia and he did not go with them to the rest of the trip. So in the second mission trip, St. Paul felt that St. Mark is not responsible. That's why St. Paul insisted not to take Mark with him in the second missionary trip. He felt he has no high sense of responsibility. That's why he left from Pamphylia. Whether actually the evaluation of St. Paul was correct or not, but here the emphasis about the sense of responsibility. And because of this tension, Barnabas took Mark with him and Paul took Silas with him. Also, in the Catholic letter of today, also the message is about being responsible. If I am an owner of a business and I have people working for me, I need to be responsible to pay them their wages in the due time and to be fair with them. That's why you heard it today, and he said, "Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you." Why all of this? He said, "Indeed, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out." So these rich people, how they became rich? Because they kept the wages by fraud, and they did not pay the people their wages. Because of this, that's why St. James told them, "You need to cry and weep and lament for your miseries, because you, by fraud, you were not honest, you did not take your responsibility to pay the laborers who are working for you fairly. That's why you will suffer miseries in your life." So the Catholic letter and the praxis speak also about responsibility. Also, the Pauline letter from the first epistle of St. Paul to Timothy spoke about how godliness with contentment is a great gain. And then he said, if we have food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall in temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. And we'll find that the love of money can be a major reason why people don't take their responsibility. For example, I am not responsible toward my family because of the love of money. I'm not responsible toward my church because of the love of money. I'm not responsible toward the people who are working for me because of the love of money. So love of money actually can be a great reason behind our lack of being responsible. So again, the message of the gospel today is about the importance of taking our responsibility serious, whether it is a financial responsibility or emotional responsibility. For example, providing our children and our spouses with the love, compassion they need, whether it is a social responsibility, any kind of responsibility. But the question here, why some people grew up irresponsible? What makes a person irresponsible in his life? There are many reasons. The first reason is the upbringing. When we raise our children, if we spoil them and we don't teach them to accept yes and no in their life, and we are permissive. Permissive means we are giving them all what they want without teaching them to have control and to have boundaries. These children who grow up spoiled with permissive parents, they will be irresponsible. They will be irresponsible in their study, for example. They will fail academically. They will not actually persevere. And you find them switching measure. For example, if he went into college and he did not like the major, this major requires some perseverance from him, then he will think to switch the major, or maybe he will drop the school completely. These people, when they grow, they cannot actually hold a job. You will find them moving from one job to another because they are irresponsible. Even if they get married, they cannot provide for their families. Again, they are not responsible. They don't take care of their children. That's why as parents, we need to balance between the love and control in order to be able to raise responsible children. And we need actually to give assignment to our children, assignments, and make them responsible. And we hold them accountable whether they fulfill their responsibility or not. As this man, God presented him to his mother to tell him, go take care of your mother. Another reason of being irresponsible is the selfishness. When we are self-centered, I actually will seek my own pleasure, my own satisfaction. So even as a parent or as a spouse, I don't show a sense of responsibility toward my family. Maybe I have money, but I will not support my children or my spouse because of selfishness. I'm a selfish and a greedy person, self-centered. Taking responsibility means to go out of your way to help others. This young man, he should go out of his way to provide for his own career as well as to support his mother, the widow. It's easy for him to say, I don't care about my mother. I just support my career and I don't care about my mother. But when the Lord presented him to his mother, telling him, you have a responsibility toward this widow. Go take care of her. Another reason, which actually is connected also to selfishness, is the love of money and the greed. As St. James said, why people, they don't pay the laborers their fair wages? Because of the love of money. People usually fight about money. Spouses fight about money. Love of money is the root of all evil. And many times we don't do our due responsibility because we are greedy. Many times we are not responsible even toward our church. We don't pay our tithe, even if the church is in need, but we say our needs are first. It's a commandment from God, but we neglected this commandment, we disobeyed this commandment because of the greed and love of money. Another reason why a person doesn't want to be responsible, because we choose what is convenience, what's convenient, more than what's right to do. We are living in a society that makes everything convenient for us. So we don't want actually to do any hard work. We don't want to do any hard work. Although everything in our life, if we want to do it right, it needs a struggle. It needs to work hard for it. If you want to be a successful student, you need to work hard for this. If you want to be a successful in your career, you need to work hard for this. But many times, parenting needs hard work. Many people, easy for them to divorce, just they don't want to do the hard work of saving the family. And I see right now, many people get divorced for minor reasons, very, very minor reasons. And the main reason behind it, they don't want to do the hard work for it. Even in the service, in the ministry, if our Sunday school servant, we choose what is actually convenient for us, what is not in the best interest of our children. For example, if the time of the servant meeting or the time of Sunday school classes is not convenient for us, although it will provide a better service to our children, but we choose what's convenient, regardless whether the benefit will be high or low. I just want to do what's convenient for me. That's why you want to come on Sunday, and on Sunday we pray the liturgy, we meet Abuna for confession, we do Sunday school, we take the deacon's classes, we take the servant meeting, we also have the choir training. So we want to do everything on Sunday and start from 9 and we finish at 1, and we do everything in these 3-4 hours. Again, we don't want to do the hard work. Responsibility means and require to persevere. This concept of perseverance is gone. This concept of working hard is gone, because we are living in a society giving everything just by touches. But to be responsible, you need actually to work hard for it. One of the beautiful messages about responsibility, we read it in the letter of St. Paul to Ephesians, when he said, let the thief not steal anymore, but rather he works with his hand, that he may have enough to help those who cannot provide for themselves. So the message here, it is not only enough that you don't steal, but you need to work hard, not only to provide for yourself, but also to provide for those who cannot support themselves. So here, St. Paul is treating not only the love of money, but the selfishness. When I am stop stealing doesn't mean just I go and rob houses. Stealing can be if I am unfaithful or dishonest with my workers, if I am dishonest with my spouse, if I am dishonest with my children, if I am dishonest with my brethren in dividing our inheritance, all these different type of stealing. So St. Paul said, stop stealing. Rather, work hard, not only to provide for yourself only, but also to be able to help those who cannot provide for themselves. Many times we find couples fighting whether they support their parents or not. And maybe the parents are indeed in great need, but one spouse is against supporting the parents. And here the Lord actually, as we saw today, he raised the son from death and presented him to his mother to tell him, go, take care of her. So I think the message to us today, are we responsible? Are we taking care of all the things that we should take care of it? Or we are focused on our selfishness, our greediness, our love of money, our convenience? we don't do the hard work in order to be responsible people. May the Lord help all of us to get out of our selfishness and work hard and persevere, and He will give us the power that we need in order to be responsible to God, to our church, to our families, to our spouses, to our children, to the community, to the society in which we are living. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.